This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bart Pertonis is with us, and he is a CEO of a corporation in California, and he is a telecommunications engineer. He designs world-class telecommunications products for some of the biggest companies in the world. And he's a patent holder. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. How's it going out there?
Oh, it's terrible. I've got a dilemma, and I don't know what to do. I've been agonizing over this for like a whole day now. And I don't know what to do. We got a windfall as a settlement for the Citgo Orscheln tractor hydraulic fluid fraud. I have a check for $15.75, and I was thinking, should I take the family to Disney, East Coast, West Coast? Should we go to Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, maybe the islands? I'm not talking about Staten Island. I'm talking about the U.S. Virgin Islands. Take a cruise? I just don't know what to do.
I thought you were the lead plaintiff on that case.
No, actually, we're number three.
What did number four get?
Well, actually, this is just one settlement check. It's just arrived in the mail. We got enough to almost barely cover a small portion of the damage of our equipment. We were the lead plaintiff in the case because of we had all the evidence. We had the smoking gun. We had the plugged up transmission hydraulic filters. We had the bad power steering units. We had the blown hydraulic hoses. We had the sludge from the buckets. We had open buckets. We had empty buckets. We had sealed buckets. We had a fluid. We had every piece of evidence you could possibly think of, including all the damaged equipment. And the videos of the, foaming fluid coming out of the dipstick, all that stuff. So in those terms, we were number one. In terms of damage, we were number three.
Yeah. My understanding of how the class action lawsuits work is that even if you're the lead plaintiff, you don't get any more than anyone else with respect to the damages. But because you put in time and effort and, kind of help the legal team along, you can be covered for some of those costs. But as far as, your tractor being hurt any more than anyone else's, everyone shares pro rata. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe that is correct. Unless there is a specific damage claim that you you submit, and I did. And, it took like a week. Literally, it took my son and me and Mrs. Fennelli, the three of us, a week sitting at the computer, typing, figuring out, and this is like, I don't know, maybe 20 pages of damages specifying who, what, when, where, why, etc. The hydraulic, for example, what's the damage to piece of equipment number one, tractor number one? Well, it had 11 hydraulic hoses break. It had a power steering cylinder break at both ends. It had a power, it had the hydraulic pump fail. It had where it now jumps out of gear in the transmission. Now, etc. So that was the documentation for each piece of equipment. And I guess the class might want to hear this. When you have a Let's say you want to work on the transmission of a manual transmission of a car or a truck. What you do is you put it up in the air on a lift, and then you unbolt from the back of the engine the bell housing. And it's like typically an aluminum casting. The transmission is bolted to that. You take the drive shaft out, take the exhaust system down, you take the transmission cross support out from the frame, and then you can unbolt it, take the starter off, and then lower the transmission, and then you can work on it. Well, with a tractor, one of our tractors is like 12,000 pounds, 100 horsepower. And if you want to work on the transmission of that, you literally have to separate the tractor in half. That means right about where the seat is, you unbolt the tractor, and so 6,000 pounds is on the front, 6,000 pounds is on the back. It is heavy, grueling, dangerous work, and it's in the tens of thousands of dollars for the spare parts, the parts that you need, to replacement parts, etc. It's hard work, it's dangerous work, it's heavy work, it's dirty work, and nobody wants to do it. So that's just how you replace the clutch or work on a transmission. And all of our tractors have been damaged, every single one, because of individual greed by selling defective fluid as if it were a lubricant meeting certain standards, which they claimed. And that's what happened. So the class action suit of getting $15.75 is an absolute insult. It's an outrage. And I hope that the Orslin family, because it's a family-owned business, it's a chain store, I hope that they enjoy all of the fame that comes with defrauding every farmer that bought their product in a couple hundred mile radius. I hope they enjoy lifelong fame for that. It is an outrage. And they used to have penalties for, when someone stole a horse, they would swing, right? They would, stealing horses, cattle theft in the Old West. You paid dearly for doing a crime like that. So this, I guess, is not quite the same crime, but it has even more cost associated with it. This is a white collar, disgusting crime. And they got away with it. Nobody's a felon. And I guess maybe they'd say, geez, wish we didn't get caught. We'll try to do better next time. It's an outrage. And I'm angry about it. So what's up with you? So wait, should I lean toward Disney East or West? Or the islands? I mean, I got $15.75 to spend. It's burning a hole in my pocket.
Well, I have some bad news for you, Vince. And I know this sounds crazy, but a lot of resorts, including Disneyland, it is open in California, but we're not allowing people from other states to come.
Oh man, well, is there like a? Can I get on a list?
You can't show up at the gate, and that's true of the national parks, Yosemite. It's open for camping, overnight camping, but only to California residents.
How long does it take for me to become a California resident? Do I have to give up my Missouri residence?
Oh, I think that line is really short.
Yeah, people don't want to come to California. As a matter of fact, you get run over by the people leaving California, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you heard of the U-Hauls and everything else. So, but by the way, your story also reminds me of that family that was involved in oxycodone. I forget the name of the family, but they own the drug company that was pushing it throughout the country for years, and finally there was a lawsuit, and that family is, they didn't lose all their money, but they got fined several billion dollars, so kind of reminds me a little of that. Obviously, the oxycodone is a much greater scale problem. Maybe someday
we can talk about it. Are you talking about Purdue Pharma, the maker of oxycodone?
Yes, that's the family, yeah.
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 Yeah, and from what I read, they have to pay about $8 million, or had to.
No, I think it's a lot more than that, but it's not. It's just a fraction of the wealth that they amassed while they were pushing that drug to doctors. I mean, can you believe they were telling doctors it's not addictive, and if your patient has any type of pain, you need to prescribe this to them.
Mm-hmm. You know, Rich Sheban is one of our senior instructors as well, and he was a pharma rep from a big pharma. And that was GSK, GlaxoSmithKline. And back when I was building image processing systems for the banking industry, I toured GlaxoSmithKline, and they had an image processing system in the early 80s. And so what they did was, you know, they scanned in all their information. That was all brand new technology. I mean, nobody even knew what image processing was about. But they were on the bleeding edge, with a B, of image processing. So they spent a lot of money. And I guess you can do that when, you know, you make a product that costs 3 cents and you sell it for $15, right? But Rich Sheban was used to work for them, and he thinks they are as corrupt as can be. And he calls them out, like, on a regular basis. So, and they've never sued him because the more, if they gave him the least bit of hassle, he'd come unglued and just, we'd do nonstop GSK. So back to you, Bert.
Yeah, so anyway, a terrible problem, and maybe one day we can talk about it. It's so depressing, all the people that have lost their life due to that addiction to those over-the-counter prescribed drugs. And then, anyway, but today I thought we'd talk about meme stocks, and right away you say, what's a meme stock? It's those stocks that are going crazy. Because in some cases they're on the Reddit bulletin board, which is they have a financial bulletin board as part of Reddit, and they talk about companies and stocks you can buy and chance to change the direction of a stock. So the meme stocks and how they got that name, I don't know, probably because of the memes on the internet. But those stocks are heavily shorted stocks that the people, regular people like you and I, can buy and change the direction. And I guess we should probably start with what's the definition of shorting, because that's what sets the whole playing field up for why these stocks have had their tremendous moves. So shorting, or selling short a stock, is when generally professionals, but anybody can do it, is you sell a stock you don't own. And you probably ask, how can you do that? I mean, well, you can do it, and we've been doing it for over 100 years. They've been allowing it. You can call up your broker, and he'll find stock from someone else's account, take it from them, literally, usually without telling them, and then sell it in your name, and now you have a negative position in that stock. And it's heavily done by hedge funds who try to, in some cases, have half their positions short and half their positions long, and they tout that to their rich investors as, hey, we're covered no matter which way the market goes. And sometimes that works. It's worked over the years generally. And but it's these heavily shorted stocks that were the targets of what we call the meme stocks, M-E-M-E. And the most famous one, probably AMC, movie theaters, and also GME, which is GameStop.
Yeah,
so we'll talk
and
about
when
those.
We come back, let's talk a little bit more about that. You know, it seems to me that a hedge fund is like a dirty term. I'm trying to think of something nice to say about it, but I'm at a loss. And Chelsea Clinton's husband had a hedge fund, and he lost like everybody's money. Oh, geez. I'm so...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I just want to take a moment to thank Kathy and Sharon. And I listened to the broadcast yesterday. It was absolutely riveting and brilliantly executed. I mean, you would think that these gals have been on radio for years and years and years working together. They've never actually met each other. They've just talked on the phone. They've co-hosted a few broadcasts without me. And I am so impressed. I was grinning from ear to ear. And I was thinking about saying, that's a hard act to follow. You know, coming in the next day after those two gals, those two grandmothers, delivered a brilliant, brilliant class on how to save money and how they do it. So I just want to say very, very well done, Kathy and Sharon. You guys are impressive, and I'm delighted to be associated with you, and thank you so much for being USA Prepares instructors. So, Bert, we're talking about meme stocks, and it brought to mind the Chelsea Clinton's husband, Mark Mezvinsky. He had a hedge fund, and is called Eagle Vale Partners, and he shut it down in 2017, I believe, and it ran for a couple years when Chelsea's mother, Hillary Clinton, lost the election to Donald Trump. Right after that, they quietly shut down this hedge fund.
Yeah.
They lost
almost everybody. Did you notice how many... Yeah. Go ahead.
They lost almost everybody's money. Or they lost money... Almost all the money that people invested was lost. Like 90% evaporated through this guy's mismanagement, at least mismanagement. It could be worse, you know, it could be criminal, I don't know. But for sure, they lost the money. And so how do you be the son-in-law of a Secretary of State, you know, with all kinds of connections, and the son-in-law of a gal who ran for president and lost? I'm talking about CEO of the United States of America. And how do you lose money with all those connections? How's that possible? Well, evidently, he's more of a bozo than people realized. And so I think he lost $10 million. And he was a junior, you know, junior hedge fund guy. He was going to do his own hedge fund. So anyway, let's see. So, the reports are that Chelsea Clinton and her and his partners are working to return money to investors, including Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd C. Blankfein. How about that?
Yeah. Well, it makes you wonder, though.
Go ahead.
Was that hedge fund really for investment, or did it serve other means as well? Because mm-hmm. you know, the Clinton Foundation donations dried up after she lost the election. What a coincidence!
Yeah, and class, you can take this to the bank. That is conclusive proof that the money surrounding, you know, I'm talking about donations to these people in high levels of high offices, that those campaign donations and et cetera are for influence, meaning I'll be glad to give you $50,000 or $250,000 for a speech, but here's what I want in return. That's the kind of stuff that goes on. So, and I think the average speech that Hillary made or Bill made, either one of them, was around $250,000 for an hour speech. When was the last time you got that, Bert? You actually know something.
Best I know, I've been speaking for free.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I did. I'd go on the seminar circuit and I'd speak for free too. So meme stocks. You know, MEME.
Yeah, so we have to set the stage for short selling, because what these stocks have in common, one of the characteristics is they're all heavily shorted, generally by hedge funds who have determined that these companies are in bad shape, and many of them are in bad shape. In some cases, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, though. I remember several years ago with Sirius Satellite Radio, they were extremely heavily shorted, drove the stock price down to almost nothing, and they needed to raise money, so it created a self-fulfilling prophecy. Luckily, they pulled out of it, but in some cases, the shorting itself is the problem.
Yeah, and we know one of the engineers of that company very, very well. We'll be right back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC announced Thursday that it will convene an emergency meeting of its advisors on June 18th to discuss rare but higher than expected reports of heart inflammation following doses of the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. Two reputed MS-13 gang members were sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole Thursday in connection with the brutal 2019 murder north of Baltimore, Maryland. Hugo Chavez and Jonathan Hernandez were found guilty this week of first-degree premeditated murder and conspiracy in the July 31st stabbing death of 21-year-old Daniel Alvarado Cuellar. The Biden administration late on Thursday restored a $929 million grant for California's high-speed rail that former President Trump revoked in 2019. The parties, which also include the California High-Speed Rail Authority and the U.S. Transportation Department, agreed to restore the grant within 3 days. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This day in history. Flash, 1944. 5 days after the D-Day landing, the five Allied landing groups, made up of some 330,000 troops, link up in Normandy to form a single solid front across northwestern France. It was the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany. Flash, 1967. The Six-Day War between Israel and its Arab neighbors ends with the United Nations brokered ceasefire. The outnumbered Israeli defense forces achieved a swift victory in the brief war. Flash, 1776. The Continental Congress selects Thomas Jefferson of Virginia, John Adams of Massachusetts, Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania, Roger Sherman of Connecticut, and Robert R. Livingston of New York to draft a Declaration of Independence. Flash, 1979.
Nobody's ever seen him be a bully or do one mean, petty, cheap act. His rugged but open tenderness captures every man, woman, and child who talks to him. His courage in the face of potential disaster exceeds that of any hero he's ever portrayed. I think a crusty, leather-faced old news vendor put it best when he yelled, "Duke Wayne loses stomach, but not his guts." It's all very simple. To the residents of Hollywood, Duke Wayne is ours. We know him, we love him, and we're praying he'll be around for many more years. In Hollywood, this is Tony Holt.
John Wayne, an iconic American film actor famous for starring in countless westerns, dies at the age of 72 after battling cancer for more than a decade. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
But short selling is selling it now, something that was stolen from someone else's account without that other person's, who owns the securities, knowledge. So a person doesn't know that the securities are being stolen from the account, sold by somebody else, and then this other person who sold them, let's say they sell them for a dollar, wants to buy them back at, well, maybe like 3 cents, and make a difference of 97 cents on something they didn't even own in the first place. Isn't that what short selling is?
Yeah, so let me explain it this way. Let's say you sell short AMC movie theater at $5 a share, 1,000 shares. So Think of it as, okay, you owe $5,000, basically. 1,000 shares, $5 is here, you sold it short, you owe $5,000. Now, if that stock goes to $10 a share, you owe $10,000, effectively. That's what the stock's worth. And there's no limit. If it goes to $20,000, what you thought was owing $5,000, you now owe $20,000. So the loss position can build up quite readily, and then human psychology enters. You start panicking, or your hedge fund might have rules that if a trade moves against you a certain percent, 25%, 50%, whatever, you have to immediately cover. So that creates what's known as a short squeeze, and that's exactly what happened to the meme stocks. So let's take AMC and GameStop, GME. Those were two companies that the hedge funds said were going out of business because no one's going to the movie theaters, AMC can't pay their debt, and nobody's going to buy video games, so GameStop stores, most of them were shut, but even if they reopen, no one's going to go to them. Well, what happened is the Reddit crowd and other, you know, people with time on their hands that are starting to trade in the stock market said, hey, what if we start buying these stocks and there's a good chance that we can create what's known as a short squeeze. And that's exactly what happened. So believe it or not, AMC stock went from a low of about $2 a share to just recently $70 a share. I can get a quote for you now. I think it's trading around $43 today. GameStop, also very similar, was down in very low numbers, like $5 or $10 a share. It hit a high of just short, back in February, just short of $500 a share, $480 or $488 or so. Currently, it's trading a little over $200 a share. Now, you could ask, are the companies worth those prices? Well, probably not. You know, but here's what both companies did. Taking advantage of their recovered stock price, both companies went and sold stock in the open market, raised money, which pretty much guaranteed they can't go out of business because they can survive no matter how bad things might get. So they took that scenario off the table. Now, are they overvalued? Probably by most financial metrics. Both companies are overvalued at their current stock price, but it doesn't matter. What happened is that the short sellers, the hedge funds, had the cover. They created a short squeeze. You know, it's interesting, Vince. In the short term, the stock market is a zero-sum game. You know, we're not talking about investing here. And by the way, we're not advocating that any of the class go out and buy these stocks. Let's make that clear. We're just trying to educate what's going on here. But what's interesting, though, is given that it's a zero-sum game, a lot of individual investors who went out and bought those stocks, and if they were smart enough to sell at a profit, which many of them did, they made money. And the loser for the zero-sum game were the hedge funds who had to cover, in some cases, at huge losses to the firms. It was probably a case of the little guy winning and the big hedge funds, in some cases, massively losing. This was occurring over several stocks, not just these two. And, we can mention BlackBerry. We can mention Wendy's, several other companies. So the little guy actually made money, and if they played it right, and I say play because, again, it's not investing, they could have made a lot of money. And given the zero-sum game, it came out of those hedge funds, which maybe it was time the hedge funds took a beating because, do they really serve any purpose for our economy? You know, a lot of people say no. A lot of people say short selling shouldn't happen either. But
I'm with them. I'm with them. I think having a system that allows the theft without the owner's knowledge of their securities to be sold by another party is an outrage. It's kind of like, seems like to me, it's like saying that it's okay for someone to come to my farm, steal my car for a while, ride around in it, and then bring it back later without my knowledge, and yet it not being against the law.
Yeah. So let me say that it's not that case all the time. And I know personally I have an account with Charles Schwab, and they give you the option to do it or not do it. And if you do it, they'll pay you interest. Because the other thing we didn't mention is to borrow those shares, the short seller has to actually pay interest. Now, they're not really borrowing the money. That's true, but they're borrowing the stock. But they actually financially do it in a sense that it's as if you borrowed that amount of money and are paying interest on it. In some cases, that interest rate is very high, 10 or in some cases 20%. And Charles Schwab will share that interest rate with the client. So you got to give them credit for that. And you can opt out of it if you don't want to participate in short selling.
When you say give them credit, if the brokerage firm is charging interest as if money is being borrowed rather than securities being borrowed, it doesn't cost any money at all, as far as I can tell, for the securities company to allow, or the brokerage company to allow the theft and participate in the theft of these securities for the short sale. So actually what they're doing is they're just gouging just one more way their customer base. Isn't that correct?
No, actually the brokerage firms make out like a mandate, because what they literally do is they'll go ahead and give the hedge fund the shares and sell them short for them. But they actually make the hedge fund put up the equivalent amount of money and charge interest on that equivalent amount of money. So, you know, in the case we just mentioned, they would take $5,000 out of their account, literally take that out of your account and charge you interest on it. So you have to treat that as a dollar loan, even though all you really did is borrow the stock. In fact, you sold the stock, and you should be getting the interest from the stock you just sold, but they keep any proceeds from the sale of that stock. Because you might say, okay, they borrowed those shares from another shareholder, sold them. Who gets that money? The stockbroker keeps that money, not the hedge fund. So the stockbroker makes out double. They really get money without doing much work on that. That's another reason why some people say it should be outlawed. The hedge funds argue that it creates balance in the market. It's arbitrage. It's good because we can help find bad companies proactively. I don't know. It sounds like the negatives outweigh the positives.
Find bad companies. Isn't that the purpose of the marketplace in a normal environment where market valuations are dependent on a couple things like new products, R&D, research and development, past reputation? You know, it's like, you know, in the good old days when IBM was the company that manufactured computers, so you knew that they had a track record of just building, you know, quality products, and you knew that they were going to come out with new ones because they're always working on it, and they had an R&D budget. So you knew that there was going to be something, you know, coming along in the production line. And that's called betting on the come, right? Meaning betting on what's on the future. Well, it seems to me that would be a normal marketplace, but short selling is convoluted, upside down, inverted, and it seems to be almost like fraud. As a matter of fact, if you type in the name Jim, as in James, a short name, like your name, Jim, Bert, if you type in the name Jim, and then you type in the name Kramer, and what was he on, CNBC, is that what he was on?
Yeah.
And then you type in the word fraud, you will see how he manipulated the market, and he was investigated a bunch of times through short selling. How about that?
Yeah. Well, it's actually worse than what I said, because in some cases what happens is naked short selling. In other words, an unscrupulous broker or broker looking the other way will actually allow the hedge fund to sell the stock short without finding the shares from anybody to borrow them. And it's supposed to be illegal, but it's hard to prove. So some brokers will go ahead and execute the trade, you know, sell that those 1,000 shares short without ever having found the 1,000 shares to borrow. They're supposed to find them. I think they're, you know, they have a day to go find them. And in fact, they're not supposed to execute it if they don't think they can find them. But it's hard to crack down on. And so that's something called naked short selling. You can look it up and find out more details on it. And a lot of hedge funds do that to kind of create a stampede. And, you know, again, if they do it the way they're trying to, they create a self-fulfilling prophecy where the selling will be got more selling. It'll scare people out of the stock. It'll go down further. They sell more. And then the hedge fund at some point cashes in, or if the company goes out of business, they cash in at zero, which does happen from time to time. I think you posed the question, wouldn't the company go down on its own? Why do we need the short sellers to do it? If they're not doing well, that stock will go to zero on its own. And that's probably true. The short selling maybe hastens it, or in some cases maybe creates it to happen when it doesn't have to happen. What's happened in GameStop and in some of these other stocks, AMC, they're now not going to go out of business because they were able to raise more money because of their high stock prices. So it really backfired on the hedge funds. It's still continuing. These stocks are way above their lows earlier this year and last year. So, you know, the games, the whole thing's still playing out. It'll be interesting to see what happens over the next year or two.
You know, when you talk about stock manipulation, stock price manipulation, what about that? Wasn't there a hedge fund in New Jersey or a hedge fund that zeroed in on a delicatessen in New Jersey that had maybe $30,000 in annual sales out of this deli, like a sub sandwich shop? And it was valued at a stock valuation of like $113 million, which is absolutely, totally fraudulent. You remember that story? That was recent.
Yeah, I think it was in China, on exchange in China.
Yeah. And so I guess that's the greater fool theory. Like there's someone even dumber than the last guy was dumb. Over.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert Bertonis. And we're talking about securities and short selling, short squeezes, meme stocks. Bert, meme stocks, aren't they securities that, the bottom line is they're manipulated via social media? Isn't that the bottom line?
Yes, that's correct, because basically they create, you can think of it almost like investing clubs or, you know, bulletin boards where everybody trade ideas. So, you know, it's manipulated in the sense that if people get together in a club and all decide they're going to buy a certain stock, then obviously the price of that stock is going to rise because the demand is higher. So it sort of creates a self-fulfilling prophecy. Ultimately, people are going to want to sell and take their profits. And at that point, the price goes down or, you know, the company has to stand on its own merits. So if things are improving, you know, ideally at that company, at the time the club discovers the stock, then, you know, it doesn't have to really go down as people start selling because their business is improving. So I'm not sure if I've answered your question. Is it manipulation? Well, I mean, isn't the whole stock market in a sense manipulation? Because it's all a matter of what people are willing to buy or sell for a stock in the aggregate, what all the traders want to do on any given moment.
Bert, you and I have the same degree. We both have our master's in business administration. We went to different schools, but we both have the same credentials in terms of the MBA. And to me, what I learned in my classes, which were probably 2 years or so, or 3 or 4 years before yours, doesn't apply because I wasn't taught about manipulation. I wasn't taught that the Federal Reserve is a private corporation that prints money as it sees fit and it drives inflation as it sees fit. I was never taught that. You know, I was taught about the Fed in 9 ways from Sunday, but not that it was a private corporation. And what I'm saying is my education would be a traditional education without manipulators moving the market. Okay, this would be an honest, fair, all information available to all players market, no inside information. no manipulation, and price discovery for stocks would be available, and you'd be able to do it legitimately and get the real numbers. But that's not true anymore. I would have to say, this would be my term, that the stock market today is a gambler's paradise rather than an investor's paradise.
Well, it is okay. What you make of it, and in many respects that's true. But there's other of us, you know, I'll put myself in this category of more or less an investor, where if you do your research, find underpriced companies and companies that are in growing industries and companies well managed and with good marketing and good products, then you can buy those stocks and hold on to them and do very well over the long term. And in fact, there's a book called Stocks for the Long Term by Jeremy Siegel, and he's done many editions of the book and makes a very good case of how the one of the best investments, if not the best investment you can make, is to invest long term into the United States stock market.
But how about that guy? How about that guy who was involved in short selling lots of stocks? And he shorted a pharmaceutical stock. And then he lobbied the government to prevent that pharmaceutical company from approving the new drug. So there was a new drug coming. It looked really good, promising. And then this investor, this little sniveling 31-year-old guy, Martin Schlecky, is something? Schlecky?
Yeah.
He lobbied the government to prevent that drug from coming out, and it drove the price down. That's absolute manipulation and fraud. And he's doing like 7 years, or he was at the time, for that fraud. That's not enough. That's not enough, because people die from these kinds of things. There's enormous financial damage, etc. These people need to go away for a very long time, like to the end of their lives. Any comments about...
Didn't he raise the price of those drugs because he was head of the company for a while. I think he raised the prices like 20x on some life-saving drugs.
Even more than that. It went from, let's say, $15 a pill to $5,000 a pill. It broke people financially because of his insatiable greed. Absolute. This guy is, I guess, the intergalactically, we're being laughed at for allowing this kind of stuff to continue. It needs to be stopped. It needs to be stopped post-haste, in my opinion. And in the criminality involved in the markets, the manipulation, etc., has got to be stopped. And it will only be stopped when people are arrested and go away for a very long time, or are executed for getting people killed. Bertie, thanks so much for being with us. Anything sure. Last 10 seconds?
Yeah. No, who's going to do that, though? Who's going to lead?
I'll do it.
You running for office?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.